Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and this next What's Cracking guest is a comic book extraordinaire. We've got none other than Carissa Grant with Worthy Chaos. A book so cool, I order immediately. You can get hardcover, you can get the soft covers, you can get the PDFs, you can get all this and more, and an insight of how a comic book is made. And that's What's Cracking. Hit it. Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and I can't wait for this next guest because if you know me, you know I love comics. And we've got Worthy Chaos creator Carissa Grant on tap today. And Carissa, I have to say thank you for doing the podcast and the video. And I love comics. I grew up on this stuff. And I look at your artwork. It's just, I see and all this stuff. I'll tell you, it's an amazing, amazing art form. And I'm so glad to have you here.
Thanks. It's very 80s, 90s style. Yeah.
I dig it. And maybe that's why I do dig it.
Yeah. Yeah. I do too. I got very lucky with my artist, Jonas DaCosta. I mean, the guy's a machine, man. I tell you.
Just drawing it all out.
You could tell from issue one to now he's in the middle of drawing issue 13, even though issue 9's live. And his artwork gets like 1,000 times better. And I love him from the first issue he worked on. But he went to school and he started practicing. And this was his first paid job, so he had never really done this. Yeah, so I got really lucky. It was my first time really doing a comic, and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. He didn't know what the hell he was doing, so we learned together, and now we have this like loyal team thing going on. He's not just a paid artist, so I got very lucky.
Well, I think you both got lucky, honestly, because what people don't understand, if you've never done comics before, if never really looked into how doing comics, and if you ever want to, like Scott McCloud is a great way to start. Scott McCloud's Understanding Comics, but there's this chart that McCloud used to do where the artist and the writer are on two separate poles. And the more they know about their own aspect, the further away they get sometimes. Because you can be a really good writer, you can be a really good artist, but now you really have to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
And that's the whole process is, because if you have a great writer, but your artist is not seeing your vision, you have a great, fantastic artist, but if they don't understand like sequential art, then you don't get nothing.
I agree.
How? Like, yeah.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was going to ask, how do you go about like drafting these?
So actually this was not planned at all. I was a role player and I wrote these role playing, and there's actually 100 issues written plus already.
Really?
This series one is 45 issues already written, and it can end there and have a great ending. It's a great story, great everything. But this is series two that's really awesome, that continues the story, and that's 40 issues already written, and you can end it there and it's a great story. However, I just started series three and I'm two books in, and so that's about 10 issues in. So and there's a prequel that is written that's about 6 or 7 issues, and I have more to write towards that. So, I'm pretty much converting the scripts now. I'm still writing, like I wrote 2 chapters yesterday, or the other day, but it's mostly converting them. Now, something that you might not know, or people might not know. So I write the story and I write all the characters except Draven. My character, the main character, Serafina, is an angel descendant. However, Draven is a demon descendant, and my co-writer writes everything that Draven says or thinks. So you have that little bit unique personality going.
Oh.
It's from role play. That's how it was done. And like I said, it wasn't intentional. We got obsessed with the story, and in 3.5 years, we have over 100 issues and have passed the 1,000,000 word mark about 7 or 8 months ago. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's beyond amazing. And it's interesting you say role play, because I push role playing as a form of creative arts, you know, as form of this, because you are creating your own story together.
Yes.
And Dragonlance books happen because of role play. Like the whole recent Tracy Hickman, that all happens due to role playing.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you did it too. This is so cool. And that makes it, for me, it makes it more believable. You know what I mean? It's like the story seem more real that way.
Well, you could see like the characters get closer and closer together because as we wrote, we got closer and closer together and we trusted each other more as the characters trust each other more. And it was just this whole bonding experience. Mm-hmm. And now you have this artist coming in who's in love with the story as much as we are, maybe not as obsessed with the story, but he's close to being obsessed with the story because he would go away. Like he went away for a month, like within a month of doing it. After he did issues 1 through 3, he went away for a month. And my husband warned me, don't bother him. He's on vacation. Leave him alone. And I was like, all right, I won't bother him. Leave myself, whatever. 2 weeks in, he's like, I miss drawing the story. I can't wait to get back. And he started counting down the days. And I was like, enjoy your vacation. But yeah, I was having withdrawals and we were having withdrawals from the page lack of pages. And yeah, so he's not just a paid. He likes the story too. He, you know, obviously I can't hold him to this, but he promises to stay along for the, you know, for the long haul. He knows how many issues there are. And he laughs every time because it seems to get higher and higher. But he's upset that he probably won't be doing the prequel. I'm not sure, but he's got so many issues to do that it's hard.
Right.
But he does one whole issue a month. So he pencils and inks an issue a month. And like I said, he's in the middle of, he's almost done inking issue 13. And 13 has already started getting colored. So we are very far ahead. That's how everyone knows they're going to get their comic. I mean, 9 is already printed. The day that the Kickstarter ends, I usually get stuff ready. It ships out the day after or the next day. And so everyone usually gets their stuff within a week. So
that's amazing. And you do have this Kickstarter and it's Worthy Chaos Comics with the Kickstarter, right? Yeah, and that's WORTHYCHAOSCOMICS. I grew up with a speaking spell.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's so funny because you mentioned that it's a very creative tool, but it's also a great way to enhance your writing because I am dyslexic. And when I started role playing, it was one liners that I didn't really write much. I didn't put a lot of detail. I would just say something and it would go on. And then I started to build up. I think after 2 years, I started to do more para, and then another 2 years, and I was multi para. And now I sit down and can do 6,000 words chapter in like one sitting. So I definitely got a little better in over the last 16 years.
That's amazing. It's just like doing your reps, as Arnold would say. You know, just doing your reps, getting stronger. That's all it is.
And I never, ever, ever thought about writing. Ever. It was just something that happened. In school, I never liked writing. I didn't know I was dyslexic till way after I graduated. Like I was a full-on adult. So, but I didn't know what I didn't like. But I loved to read. I loved reading fantasy and all that stuff. However, the thing that sparked this obsession, believe it or not, was Resident Evil 2 video game. I don't know if you know it or who knows it.
I do.
Yeah, so it was mixed Resident Evil 2, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Supernatural, just all thrown in with some Evil Dead and all that, Silent Hill. And it was just all thrown in there. But it was Resident Evil 2 that became the obsession because I was obsessed with the character Leon and Claire. And after I saw the movie Stay Alive, I was like looking up the facts about, you know, Elizabeth Bathory, a real person and all that stuff. And I stumbled upon MySpace and they were role playing the characters from Stay Alive. And I said, I know you're not really the actors. So what are you doing? And they were like, we're pretending to be them. I was like, is that legal? Can you do that? She's like, just pick a damn character and start writing. And I looked around my room and I had this full on cutout of Leon. And I was like, I'm going to write as Claire and try to find a Leon and I can write with. And let me just tell you, in 16 years, I never found a Leon to write with. So that didn't work out.
Yet. One day.
I role played as Claire for about 15 years or so. And then I created this character And I held on to the idea. The idea started with the angelic weapon. That's our logo, if right. anyone has seen the logo. And the father. Those two things that I held on to for 11 years until I found my co-writer. And I was like, hey, you want to do a story? And I had just known this person for literally 24 hours. And I had role played with people for like 2 years. And I just, they wanted the story. And they didn't seem like the right part.
Right.
When I met this person within 24 hours, I was like, you want a role? And they were like, I never take roles. But yeah. So I sent them a 4,000 word reply of them going in through a Silent Hill town. And that now that's issue one. So it kind of snowballed. And the chapters got longer and longer as it went, because when you understand the other character more, you can kind of anticipate what they're going to do and all that fun stuff. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So the stories got more and more complicated they're, I'll tell you, you're not supposed to have a favorite, but book three. Right now we're in book two. So issue 1 through 7 is book one. We have a hardcover for it if anyone wants it.
$40.
And that's 222 pages. But that's more of a Silent Hill type. You know, they're stuck in this town being chased with zombies and ghosts and hellhounds and vampires and all that stuff. But book two, they go into, it's a continual thing. So they go into book two. Issues 8 through 12 is book two. They're stuck in a haunted asylum with zombie mental patients and giant salamanders, which is my homage to the Lickers from Resident Evil 2, and ghosts. And that takes place there. And then issues 13 through 22 is my ultimate favorite. It is 10 issues of pretty much them stuck in a zombie infested town. My homage to Resident Evil 2, they run into other survivors, really? And they try to figure out if the world is like this or just the town and what caused it, if they caused it and all this stuff. So he's in the middle of drawing book three. It just started the first issue. So I have been tickled pink. I've waited centuries, it feels like, for this book to, you know, to be drawn.
Well, I'm glad you're bringing this up, because if you go to Worthy Chaos Comics, WORTHYCHAOSCOMIC.com, and you can pick up that hardback, and I'm going to, by the way. And not only that, I'm looking at the plushie.
Oh yeah. Oh, then actually, I'm full on merch, and I got made fun of. Let me just tell you how I got made fun of. I've only been doing this a year, so I started about a year and 2 months ago, and I got made fun of because I had merch galore, and everyone's like, "Why do you have merch? You're new. You don't need merch." And it's like, I wanted it, and now it's tax deductible. So I am full on merch. You have no idea how many plushies I have. So this is my hellhound. This is no one really knows his name because it hasn't been said yet. But his name is Croc. He's been in almost every issue since issue 4 when my Anubis started playing fetch with him for some reason. So this is my Anubis plushie. Yeah, who wouldn't want to play fetch with a hellhound? But this is what I was telling you. My giant salamanders is the...
Yes.
So
they're both cute and very creepy because of the eyes.
Yeah, there's no eyes.
I know. Makes it all kind of like that.
And another one that's popular is our zombie mental patient, because it has a working straitjacket. And you can put any date you want on the back. I have my birthday because I'm the crazy one. But if you know somebody that's crazy or drives you crazy, you can make them your mental patient. and yeah, everything is these are handmade. The only one's not handmade is this one.
Right.
And yeah, we have tons of merch. We have plushies.
Is that what you get with the pre-order for Kickstarter, the zombie for $95?
So
issue 8 pre-order zombie
is the yes. So you can get your any date you want on there. So it's pre-order, but only so that you can get it. You know, you'll get it within a month.
Got it.
The Anubis is pre-ordered because it's been shipped and it's not here yet. And I was gonna wait till the next campaign when it probably arrives, but everyone was begging for the damn Anubis plushie, so I had to put it there. So yeah, but they'll be available, you know, for issue 9 and, all that fun stuff. But yeah, those two are pre-ordered. There will be one available zombie. If you don't care what date's on the back, it's the same date as one of the, you know, the, mental patients in the book. But if you want your date on there, then you can pre-order and you can have it sent. You'll get it in about a month and
I am good. I'm going to go to the Kickstarter.com and do the Worthy Chaos comics, because I want my mental patient zombie. I do.
Who doesn't, I do. Man, right?
It's awesome. And I saw his hand, like, no way. This is so cool. Yeah.
Let me tell you, my mother bought one, and she doesn't like zombies or horror. She thought it was adorable. And I was like,
they're cute. They're probably cute.
Yeah. She's like, it's adorable. I was like, it's the ears, isn't it? And it's kind of funny because in the story, they have these straggly little hairs that stick out. So I had told my plushie maker, I was like, can you get these little funky hairs that stick out? And she's like, absolutely I can. And then she's like, what a stupid question. She goes, do you want a working straight jacket? And I was like, of course I want a working straight jacket. Who wouldn't want a working straight jacket? So you can take, I don't recommend you take it off, though I am thinking of... Someone mentioned it. Now I kind of want to do it because I have, I was talking like book three, I have a lot of zombies. So really? I was like, someone's like, you should get him a Hawaiian shirt. So now I might have a Hawaiian shirt that someone can buy for their zombies. I'm looking into that. And probably a military uniform because they wear that. But I mean.
That's brilliant.
Obviously I have my own mental patient zombie. So
that's brilliant. And if you want one too, honestly, these are very cheap prices for me. I'm looking at it, if I just wanted to, you know, forget the issue, which you shouldn't, forget the other stuff, which you shouldn't. I'm like, I know that's a good price for that plushie.
Yeah. So
I'm like,
there's not a lot of like, for
it's
me.
It's a no-brainer for me. Yeah. It's an absolute no-brainer for me. And it's a zombie, so I should be like no-brainer.
Yeah. No pun intended. So, but
Kickstarter for Word of Chaos Comics and pre-order your zombie. Fine, that's not bad. I'm looking through it. These are all very, very cool. You have one of the coolest Kickstarters I've seen for comics in a very, very long time.
Yeah, there's I think I have I have 30 tiers. And I don't launch live anymore, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because I used to launch live, but when I started adding so many tiers, there'd be nothing for 20 minutes because everyone has to read through the tiers and then there's like 30 add-ons. So then you get that like anxiety of like, when is this going to be? And then all of a sudden they all come in and you're like, oh. So now I pretty much go live like 2 hours after. So I launch Mondays usually at 6, Eastern. And then at 8, I go live. And last time it happened, it was already funded. So I funded in 2 hours.
That's amazing.
It's double funded in 12 hours and triple funded in 5 days. And it actually went the highest I've ever had. So issue. Really? And I'm actually very lucky because I've seen people been doing this for a long time and they don't seem to make as high as I get. I think it's my merch. And I tried to explain that to them that, you know, people want to buy stuff of their characters. They want to buy.
Yeah. No, it's like for me, it's for comics, for graphic arts. It's my dad would say like a no brainer. You would. If you have the merch for the character, people want. I've got, looking behind me, Glenn Farbig did the Preacher cover for me. I'm like, it was just an amazing thing. Like, yeah, I don't know how much money. He says, take it all. I don't care. It's like, you see it because you see this comic. You have a connection with the characters. I'm like, and they look like, and that's the thing. For comic books, you know what the characters look like. Mm-hmm. When you're reading something, it looks like what's in your head.
Yeah.
And sometimes the merch won't, like, oh, that's not what it looked like. But comic books, you know exactly what it is. Like, oh my God, that's a thing from the.
Yeah. I am lucky. It's a very, well, someone said, why comics and not novels? Because I have 13 novels actually written. And I'll tell you why. I'm not a very good writer. It's probably, I'm very simplistic when I write, but I'm an amazing storyteller. And I'll give myself credit for this storytelling ability that just, it just fits comics so well.
Right.
You know, my dialogue, I've been very praised for my dialogue. And to me, it was nothing. I just wrote what the characters would say. I don't, like, my editor hates it. He's like, this isn't proper English. He's like, it is how you talk. You don't have these fancy words when you're talking. And I'm like, you're so proper. Nobody wants to hear that. You know, unless you have a character that's like that.
Be truthful to your character, yes.
Yeah, you got to be truthful to the character. And she always tries to change what the characters say. And I was like, you can edit anything you want, but what they say. So she'll do things like, now she just, like, I write really long sentences. So she'll separate sentences. And, you know, that pesky comma that gets in the way. Other than that, the characters pretty much stay true to how they talk, and they talk the way humans talk. That's generally the only one that sounds like an ass is Camille. He's their failed guardian angel. He does not use contractions, which is something that I created and I regret it because it's the most annoying thing on the planet to not, to make sure you don't have a damn contraction in there. But he makes him sound like a pompous, you know, jerk, you know?
As one would if they never use a contraction.
Yeah. So he never uses a contraction. It's annoying as all hell. My editor hates it. I hate it. But now we're stuck with it. So now you have, that's how you have. But everyone else.
It's a good quirk. Yeah. It's a good character quirk.
It kept him a little bit more unique. A little bit more annoying not to read. You don't think of him as annoying when you're reading him, but you can tell that there's like, he's a little stuck up maybe, or it's not his fault. He's an angel. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. But he does get better. He's got some good qualities, but he goes back and forth on whether we don't know if he's good or bad, or if he's going to help them or not help them. And even when he helps them, I think he screws them over anyway by accident. So he's just there. He's just trying to, you know, in the prequel, yeah, there's a lot of lore behind him. I mean, he caused most of this to happen, but he was tricked. So it's just something that, you know, people have to read and eventually find out. But I can't wait for that because it's such a horrific thing that he has done and does. And like I said, he's been tricked. So he's not a bad guy, or he's just stupid. Well,
and that's why I love, and that's why I love to get into. And like I said, I'm already on worthychaoscomics.com. I picked up a hardcover.
Yeah.
I like hardcovers because, you know.
They're so permanent. I love it.
Yeah. And that's exactly it. And I will always support graphic arts. I will always support, I like supporting arts, period. But if, like, the comic book, as you said, because it's a bit of the storytelling and a lot of your stuff is going to be character driven because you have unique characters from roleplay and they have to act out their own things.
Yeah.
And they sound like themselves, you know, they sound truthful to themselves, and that automatically makes the story better for me. And I think a lot of people skip over that.
I got very lucky that this was written beforehand. I think it made it less pressure. You know, it wasn't something that someone on a podcast was like, are you going to have a bad ending like Game of Thrones? And I was like, no, it's already written. Like, I have two endings already written. I have one for series one, series two. So no. I have at least, you know, and it depends on the popularity. Like, if I'm finishing a series one, no matter what,
yeah,
it's just something that I've always wanted to do. And I keep telling myself, I'm not going to do series two. But then I reread like the series two and I'm just like, it's so good. Like, there's so much stuff that happens and all that stuff. So I hope I do it. But if not, you know, people can be happy with 45 issues. We'll see how the fans are. And it seems to be going, you know, going well.
Looks is going nicely.
It skipped the 4,000 and went straight to 5,000, so that was something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the Kickstarter. It's funded almost kaboom, and I'm going to add some more Do-Re-Mi to it myself because I didn't want that plushie. I'm very honest, because I want that plushie.
Yeah, the plushie, man. He's cute. What can I say? He's
adorable. Also supporting artists, but also the plushie.
Yeah, but also the plushie. Yeah. And it's so funny because the ones that made fun of me after seeing that my Kickstarter, and I'm not bragging. Yeah. I'm still new at this. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm just faking it till
Good
I make
for
it.
You.
They made fun of me with the plushies, but then suddenly like 9 of them asked me who the plushie maker was so that they can go make their own plushies. So
I got the information right now. Yo mama.
Yeah.
That's who the plushie maker is. Go ask them.
Yeah, that's right. So, so some people have tried to copy me. If I post something on my Facebook, I see them copy it next. So I guess they say, you know, imitation is the strongest form of flattery.
Yeah.
I think it's funny because I joined these groups because I was a rookie, but they seem to all be copying me. So, but they're a good group. I'm lucky.
And I'm gonna go back to like Sandy King Carpenter said. Long, long time ago, I guess, to me. But it's you have to believe in your product. You have to believe in your art. You have to believe in the story. Otherwise, there's no point doing it. And it's all about willing to experiment. Willing, just because someone said, like, oh, plushies are dumb. Like, you were willing to go, like, wow, I don't think they're dumb. And you found out they're not dumb. They're a moneymaker.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of dumb.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. You know, I had a lot of faith in the story, but I didn't know how it was going to do. I jumped into this with no knowledge whatsoever. You know, I said the infamous words, how hard can it be to make a comic? It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
you know, and building that audience and building that trust. And I told myself that I'm going to have a long series and I need to build that trust. So the number one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to have them made, whether they buy them or not. I'm just going to keep making them.
Yeah.
And like I'm 5 issues ahead right now because I have faith in the story. And even if you don't buy it, I want to read them. So they're for me.
That's cool.
Having other people read them is beneficial.
That's so awesome to hear. And that's what it should be. It should be something that you would want to buy yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. And my husband was very understanding and very supportive. And he said horrible words such as go all out for 2 years, which I'm may or may not regret. My 2 years is this Halloween. And I already have all the covers for all the issues of book 3 and 4. So pretty much 2024, 2025, and maybe some from 2026 are already paid for. So my all out accomplished quite a bit.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I have a quick question about conventions because I am going to Gen Con. Are you going to be at Gen Con as well?
Where is that?
Indianapolis.
No, not this year. This year I'm really only sticking local. I'm going to be doing Nashville and maybe a couple in Knoxville.
Like Nashville Comic Cons or?
Yeah. So like I'm doing the Nashville June 1st and 2nd at the Nashville Fairgrounds.
Cool.
It's a medium-sized con, but it has enough actors and creators to draw people in, but it's not so busy that they don't have time for you, you know?
Perfect. Yeah. Yep. And that's what I was going to say, because sometimes the massive ones like Gen Con, there's so many people.
Yeah.
There's also so many people.
Yeah. I went to Lexington, and it was a huge con. It was so loud. It was 4 days. I was exhausted. Nobody could hear me over the noise. You know, you have to pitch the story. I only had 3 issues. Nobody knew who I was. And it just was I left on Sunday. Like, I didn't even stay for the day because it was just, they couldn't hear me. It was just so much
emotionally draining. It's just like,
It was so exhausting and, I did not like it, but when I did the smaller cons, like I can talk to the people, I can hear them.
They're
I
more love focused.
Talking to the fans. Everyone gets mad at me because I say, hey, cons, like, well, you should love your fans. Like, I do love my fans. I love when I can talk to them, you know?
Yeah.
And, but when you're at these loud cons and you can't hear a damn thing, I couldn't even hear myself talk. I'm an Italian. You should be able to hear me wherever I am at all times. So we only have like loud and louder. We don't have any other settings. But I couldn't. But Nashville is great. You know, Gatlinburg is great. They're small cons, but people have time for you and they listen to you. And then it's, you know, I had one guy loved it. So he bought everything I had. Like, he's just like, really? I want one of everything. And
that's amazing. And that's what it should be there for is the fan connections. It's getting your story out there. Is making that base grow, but also like loyalty grow because you're giving them their time and they're giving you your time. Wait, strike that, reverse it. But I think that personal connection is what's missing for a lot of the industries in arts, period. And for you to go out and make yourself here, and maybe that's why I'm going back to that plushie, because that plushie came from a personal connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I love, so I'm going to give you an exclusive. This isn't out yet until the April release, but we have a new character that comes on. It is a part chameleon and part vampire bat. His name is Chatty. He's a vampire bat that can pretty much meld into any background. So it's terrifying. But he is a plushie. And his wings have wires. His toes have wires. His tail has a wire. So, and I don't have them on me because I already sold them, but you can actually get whatever colors you want if you want to pre-order. So there'll be one available of his natural color, which is this, but I sold one already, hasn't even gone on sale yet. That was orange and black for Halloween. They love those colors. So if anyone wants to pre-order their own colors, they can.
That's awesome. And it's cute as hell too.
Isn't he cute? I absolutely love Chatty. He becomes a main character and kind of, I don't want to spoil it, but he's there in the background, you know, being there and being his cute little self. He squeaks. So Chatty is actually Chameleon and Batty put together, plus Chatty for talking. So
yeah. I dig it. I love it. I love it. And I'll probably have to order.
You're gonna be
my mom's plushies pretty soon.
Yeah, like I only have like one or two available per Kickstarter. So when they sell out, they sell out. And they usually sell out. But that's why a lot of people go in and they check quick. So I got really lucky that I have these one of a kind items. And people
absolutely. And if you want to go for the Kickstarter, it's gonna be, you know, of course, Kickstarter.com. You know, but Worthy Chaos Comics. WORTHYCHAOSCOMICS. And check it out. Also, just check out their website, worthychaoscomics.com, and check out the shop. And I, as I said, I'm already getting a hardcover of issue is book one.
I have to say, I've been yelled at that it's too cheap. And I was like, that's not something I'm used to getting yelled at. And it's true. Most hardcovers, especially 222 pages and seven issues, is about $55. However,
is that color?
It's color. It's color.
That's an amazing price.
Yeah. The reason why I did it, and it's because I didn't do a soft cover and I want everyone to be able to read it. So I did a medium price and hopefully everyone can read it. The cover and the back cover is a DC artist, Ken Hunt. He worked on Batman, Superman, Harley Quinn for like 10 years. Also, it's colored by Cece De La Cruz, who is the current colorist of Lady Death Universe. So the cover is gorgeous. The back cover is gorgeous. It's just an overall amazing book. And I love hardcover. So, I mean, it's so solid. It's like...
Yeah.
Like, floppy singles, whatever you want to call them, are amazing. And I love them. But a hardcover is a hardcover, man. It's like... It felt like such an accomplishment to get that printed.
You know, it brings me back to the old Advanced Dungeons & Dragons hardcover. You know, in the gaming days when they actually came out.
The manual.
Yeah, the whole, I can like hit someone with it. And I like the tactile experience. And like I said, that is an amazing price. And I was wondering, like, man, is this in color, all the way in color? Like, wow, this is amazing.
It is in
color. So pick up the hardcover at worthychaoscomics.com.
Or on the Kickstarter. Yeah, you could do it through the hardcover. You could get the hardcover through the website or on Kickstarter. And really, all you have to do is search Worthy Chaos, and we pop up. We're the only one. Yep. And make sure you look through all the tiers, and make sure you look through all the add-ons, because there's a ton, and you don't want to miss out. We have a lot of one-of-a-kind items, and once they're gone, they're gone. So
there's keychains, and there's buttons, and there's the variants.
Yeah, and there's more. That's only like 60%. I have another 40% here, but I have to stretch them out. So always check out Kickstarters, you know, the add-ons and all that stuff. And
well, that's an amazing thing. And I'm serious. I think everyone should get these. I know I am. And
I appreciate you. Thank you.
And I can't wait to see all of them. I'm so glad that you ran with this. I'm so glad your husband said like 2 years go all out.
Yeah.
Because that means it's new art. It's allowing the space for art to be created. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone should have that opportunity just to have something, because it's human, you know, art's human for me. It's one of the things that separates.
And you know, you're getting your comic book. I ship them out faster than anyone. this last one, I was upset because I had to wait a week because there was an error from the printer. They sent it. I got the error 2 days before shipping, before the Kickstarter ended. And then there was another error. Third of them. So I had to get them to send it again. So I was 5 days past the ending that I shipped out the last remaining 12.
Still really amazing.
Yeah. And I got made fun of because I put sorry for delay. And then every other creator's like, sorry for delay, because they're like 4 months. So they're making fun of me.
I've been waiting for a year for one of them. I eventually just like canceled. I'm like, oh, sorry. I mean, after a year, I'm like, I'm good.
I forgot
what Kickstarter was.
Yeah. Well, there's two reasons why I do that. One, I'm incredibly impatient. I love instant gratification. And you actually get the PDF like that day it ends. Nice. So you do get to read the PDF. And, you know, not only that, I mean, my next Kickstarter is 4 weeks later. I need to get these to you so that you can make sure to add to the next one. So we are every other month Kickstarter. Yeah.
Then I'm going to start. Yeah. I'll set a clock to it because I really need to get this Kickstarter going then.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to wait long for your next issue. And it's a good thing. And we're hoping eventually to go if we can get enough fan, you know, built up where it's affordable for me, I'm going to do every month because I have them. I just know I have very loyal and somewhat broke fans now because we're all broke.
That's. You know, what would you rather spend your money on? A single Starbucks day, going to a club,
yeah,
for like two drinks, or art you're going to keep forever,
right? And a great story that just keeps getting better and better.
Story, some swag.
I mean, book one's amazing. Book two is super fun. I will warn anybody that, because only one person complained it was a podcast or not a reader, it is very fast paced. There's character building in between,
right.
But it's pretty fast paced, especially the first book. They're running from ghosts. They're running from zombies. This person's like, oh, it's too fast paced for me. And I was like, well, it's called chaos for a reason.
It's the second word
of the title.
They might have missed it.
Yeah, you missed it. But it's especially the first book is the most chaotic. And then it evens out, but it's still it's nonstop action. I get very bored quickly. I need action in my stories. There is a lot of action. Yeah.
And that's why I look forward to it. This is brilliant. And I just want to say thanks so much for your time, Carissa Grant.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Worthy chaos.
Yeah, worthy chaos.
Worthy chaos. And honestly, I can't wait. I'm gonna do some socials with my plushie when I get it.
Awesome.
Awesome. That's how much it's adorable. I just got to figure out whose birthday I need to put
right?
on.
Right? Who drives you the most crazy? Who is your mental patient zombie that you would want to celebrate?
Eventually, there have been voodoo dolls for me, too. I'm like, which?
I've been told that, too. So you can go either way.
Straight jacket them.
Yeah.
I just want to say thanks a lot for everything. And bye, everyone.